the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign tallied all the money spent by the three nonpartisan candidates running for the state's high court this year. It amounted to $5.8 million. The group's executive director, Mike McCabe, says the bulk of those funds were spent by outside interests that favored Democrats or Republicans.
Judges are supposed to be only accountable to the law and the Constitution, and I think the public will increasingly begin to wonder whether they're really beholden to special interests.
The Democracy Campaign supports a bill that would increase public financing for Supreme Court candidates who abide by overall spending and individual donation limits. So far, two groups have registered against that legislation, Wisconsin Right to Life and the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Joe Murray directs governmental affairs for the Realtors.
I don't think SB 171 will do what the authors think it will do. They believe that public funding is somehow going to drive down the cost of campaigns because it will, at least theoretically, keep groups from doing independent expenditures.
Annette Ziegler won a seat on the state Supreme Court in a race approaching $6 million. Next year, conservative challengers are expected to take on Lewis Butler in a campaign that's predicted to cost even more. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.